27. Ashton. My body vibrates as much as the bike I straddle. I'm trembling. My legs shake against Saint's as he rests his hand on my thigh. We've been riding for 30 minutes, and I'm so fucking needy right now. My pussy is drenched, and so is my face from tears, drool, and snot. Saint slams on the brake, and my chest pushes into his back. I bite down on the leather that sits behind my teeth. Fresh drool runs down the plastic part of the gag, making it slippery. I rock my hips back and forth, rubbing my pussy on the seat to get some kind of friction, but it's not enough. Just leaves me frustrated. My hands grip the tank, wishing I could desperately touch myself. Even my breasts are sensitive, nipples hard. I would beg Saint to stop right now, bend me over the bike and fuck me on the side of the road as cars pass by. I think that's why he gagged me.
Cover me.
Hayden speaks into the helmet. Cashton slows down, puts one knee out to adjust himself on the bike, and looks back over his shoulder.
You're good,
he tells Hayden. He revs his bike, brings up the front wheel, and rides a wheelie away from us. He holds it quite a ways before I see him put it down and slows so we can catch up. Cashton reaches out, and they fist bump like fucking teenagers. Slowing down, we pull into a gas station, and my heart races that someone might see me. I don't know what's more embarrassing, the guys listening to be getting off on this bike or a stranger seeing me gagged. Coming to a stop, I sit up, stretching my back, and stifle a moan. I will crawl to Saint when he gets me back home to fuck me, use me. Every hole begs to be taken right now. The guys remove their helmets, but thankfully, Saint makes no move to remove mine.
Hey.
Hayden slaps Cashton's chest.
Got any more gum? No last piece.
Cashton points at his mouth.
But you can have it.
He spits it out and hands it to Hayden. He tosses it into his mouth and I roll my eyes.
Thanks.
They share everything. Always have. I've seen them share their chosens with one another and others as well. Cashton fills up his tank and Saint turns to face me.
Doing okay, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm, I say, because that's all I can fucking get out, and they all laugh. It makes my nipples harden. Saint smirks, placing his hands on my thighs. I stiffen as he rubs them up and down over my jeans, fucking playing with me. He knows exactly what he's doing. They finish filling up their tanks and get back on their bikes. I'm biting into the gag that has my mouth drooling like Niagara Falls as Saint's cum continues to soak my bodysuit. My plugged ass vibrates on the seat and I grind back and forth. I know Saint can feel me moving back here, but I can't help it. If I wasn't gagged, I'd be begging him to fuck me, not caring what the others hear. He pulls off onto a back road, and I look over my shoulder to see them following us. We ride down a gravel road until it comes to a clearing. It's a dead end, and my heart starts to race as to why we're stopping. Nothing but a lake surrounds us, and we're the only ones here. He gets off the bike and removes his helmet before he helps me off. Saint removes my riding jacket and undoes my helmet. When he pulls it off, I can't help the whine that leaves my gagged lips. The helmet already fits snug, but then add the straps and buckles on my face and head, and it's given me a headache. My entire body aches from not only last night, but how tense it's been this entire ride. He runs his knuckles along my tear-streaked cheek.
Are you a needy little slut for me?
He asks. I nod, sniffling, and he reaches up to my gag. He does something because I feel it deflating, and he removes the rubber, leaving my mouth wide open. I suck in a breath, and he smiles, looking over the drool that covers my chin and cheeks. Tossing the deflated gag to the ground, he turns to face his bike. He grabs the key and goes to his seat. He lifts it and reaches into it, removing a roll of duct tape. My pulse quickens when he walks back toward me. I turn around and see Hayden and Cashton both grabbing something out from underneath their seats. But they both hold rope. They had this planned. Get me worked up, bring me out, and tie me up. I turn back to face Saint, and he's already right in front of me. Reaching down, he undoes my jeans, jerking on them. Then he unzips them before yanking the rough material down my already shaking legs. I whimper when he removes my riding boots. Hayden comes up behind me and wraps his arm around my upper waist, lifting me up off the ground so Saint can get me undressed except for my bodysuit. As if I can't do it myself. Saint nods to Hayden.
Put her on the table.
He turns me around, and I see a picnic table over where Hayden and Cashton parked their bikes. It looks old. After sitting out in the weather for years, pieces have chipped off the sides. Hayden carries me over to it and sets me down on the edge.
Lie down.
He orders, and I place my back down onto the hard surface. It's warped from the heat and cold, making the wood uneven and poking into my back. The buckles dig into the back of my head. Cashton comes over, and I try to calm my breathing as the excess saliva pools at the back of my throat. I swallow it as they each grab an ankle.
Bend your knees.
Cashton commands.
Heels to your ass.
I put my bare feet on the edge of the table, bending my knees. I squint up at the bright sky as they each start to tie my legs with the rope. Hayden wraps the rope around my right ankle and then ties it to my right upper thigh, while Cashton does the same to my left leg, securing them so I can't straighten either one out.
Sit up, sweetheart.
Saint says, and Hayden helps me up since I can't use my legs.
Arms behind your back.
I do so, and Saint brings them parallel across my back. I cry out when he pulls on my arms, stretching my shoulders, pinching my spine. He has Hayden hold them in place while he begins to wrap the duct tape around them from elbow to elbow, leaving no wiggle room whatsoever. When I lower my head, drool runs from my mouth and drops onto my bent knees.
Let's get you in position.
Saint speaks. He and Hayden pick me up and move me to lie on my back once more. My arms now taped underneath me. It's uncomfortable, and I try to move to ease the pain, but nothing helps. They're too tight. The tape offers no give. Saint kneels in the middle of the table at my bent legs. He places his hands on my knees and shoves them open. I arch my back and cry through the hole in the gag, spit flying from my open mouth as the position stretches my inner thighs.
I know, Ash.
Saint says, and my body trembles as my legs try to fight his hands holding them wide open.
But I want to see how wet your cunt gets while they fuck your mouth.
Tears burn my eyes before they leak down the side of my face. I try to rock back and forth, arch my back, anything to try to relieve the pain, but Saint doesn't let up. Hayden comes to stand to my right at the table while Cashton stands at the left. They each take the excess rope connected to each leg and then bend down on either side of the benches. Moments later, they stand, and Saint removes his hands from my knees and jumps off the picnic table. I try to close my legs now that he's no longer holding them down, but they remain wide open. I try harder, but the rope just tightens on my sensitive skin. Spit flies from the gag and hits my face as I try to calm my racing heart. They've got my legs bent, ankles tied to my thighs and spread wide open so the heels of my feet touch my ass. Then tied the remaining rope to the benches, keeping them open. Saint walks around to where my head is and pulls me toward him enough so that my head hangs off the sharp edge. I blink, and fresh tears run down my face. He takes a new piece of rope and begins to wrap it around my slick neck. Then he bends down and secures it underneath the bench. He's made it impossible for me to lift my head. The table's edge smashes my tightly secured arms, and I struggle to breathe through my runny nose.
Be a good girl for me, sweetheart, and show them how good you've gotten at swallowing dick. Saint, I stand next to the picnic table watching her squirm. I have her tied in a frog tie position with a single tie, double column tie, each ankle to thigh. Then I had the guys tie the remainder of the rope down to the benches. It keeps her cunt and ass wide open for me to see and her completely immobile. Your bodysuit is soaked, Ash, I say, looking at the wet spot between her legs. Is that from you or me? Reaching out, I pull the material to the side, exposing her to the world. Cum covers her swollen cunt, and I smile. A little bit of both, I observe, and the sight of the butt plug gets my attention. I grab the base and turn it counterclockwise, making her squirm and moan through the open mouth gag. Cashton steps up to the edge of the table and smiles down at her, tear-streaked face, as he undoes his jeans. He pulls out his hard dick and doesn't waste a second thrusting it into her mouth. He takes it slow, fucking her pretty face. He shoves his hand down the high collar of her bodysuit and squeezes her nipples, playing with them while he rocks his hips back and forth. I push two fingers into her cunt, and she clenches down on them as I add a third. Look at you, sweet cheeks, he praises her. You are getting so much better at taking a dick. You're not even gagging. He removes his hand from her bodysuit and places it under her tight neck, arching her more so he can go deeper. You like to spend time on your knees, don't you, sweetheart? I force a fourth into her soaked pussy, and my dick strains against my zipper. Her tied legs shake, and her stomach caves, outlining her ribs through the thin material while she tries to breathe between his thrusts. I love a whore on her knees, he groans, watching his cock slide in and out of her drool-covered face. She's a mess, just how I like her. What about you, Hayden? He's standing over by his bike, watching intently, the outline of his hard dick on full display. I prefer an ass, he shrugs. But a mouth can be good too when it's not filled with a gag. God damn, Ash. Cash trails off, both hands reaching across her tight body and grip her inner thighs, digging his fingers into her flesh. She arches her back the best she can as he pounds into her mouth harder. The sound of him fucking intensifies with each gurgle of saliva. He slams forward, holding his cock down her throat, his zipper pressing into her face, and she fights the ropes harder, begging to breathe, before he groans and comes down her throat. Pulling out, she's gasping as drool and cum leak down the sides of her face. Her body shakes as tears run from her blue eyes. Such a pretty little whore, sweetheart, I say, continuing to finger her soaked cunt. I can see her hard nipples through the thin material of the bodysuit. I want to rip it off her and suck on them, but I won't. She needs something to wear on the way home. I just wanted to get her out of carnage for a good time. When we return, I'll tie her naked ass to my bed and use her for my own pleasure. Hayden steps up, staring down at her. I won't go as easy on you, baby girl. He smirks, making her whimper while she tries to catch her breath. Removing my fingers from her pussy, I return to the butt plug. I pull it out a little, only to push it back in. She cries out, fresh drool running from the corners of her open lips. I do it again, fucking her ass with it as Hayden steps into her with his now hard cock fisted in his hand. Take a deep breath, he orders, and she inhales, her stomach sinking in before he pushes into her. I watch her throat work as she tries to adjust to his length. Her cheeks fill out, pushing against the leather straps holding the gag. What I love most about an open mouth gag is that she can't suck. All she can do is lie there and take it. It's literally a throat fuck, and when she tries to swallow, goddamn, it feels so good. He pulls all the way out and slaps her wet face, making her whimper and body tremble. She's so fucking gorgeous. I love seeing them use her. Her body was made for me, but that doesn't mean I won't share the wealth. She belongs to me. She goes home with me. She lives for me. Relax your throat for me, he groans, pushing his hips forward, and I watch her neck bulge as his cock forces its way down it. The rope pulls tight as he fills her throat. Her body jerks as she fights the restraints. I continue to fuck her ass with the plug, loving the way it opens up and sucks it back in, and knowing she enjoys the different sized balls it has. Hayden pulls out and she's crying before he pushes back in, silencing her. Fuck, swallow it, baby girl. All the way down. You can take it. He reaches across her body with his hand and places his palm over the bandage on her pelvic bone, pushing two fingers into her smooth pussy. Hayden has always been on the rougher side. He likes to hear them scream and watch them cry. That's why he prefers an ass. Any woman can spread her legs or kneel, but anal? That narrows your options unless you don't give them a choice. He pushes a third finger into her pussy and I continue to fuck her with the butt plug with the juices that run from her cunt. Her ass and thighs are soaked from earlier. He takes both of his hands and spreads her wide open to allow me a visual. Fuck, it's a gorgeous sight. I have the urge to see how many fingers I can fit inside her. The thought of fisting enters my mind, but I quickly squash that idea. She's not ready for that. Not today, anyway. But soon. That's it. He lets go and watches his cock fuck her mouth like Cashton did as her body rocks back and forth on the picnic table she's tied to. His free hand grabs her nipple over her bodysuit and pulls on it, making her tremble as his fingers go back to her pussy. I can feel your cunt clenching, baby girl. How much you like it. Pulling out, she sucks in a breath before he shoves it back into her mouth. He removes his fingers and slaps her pussy, making her jump. He does it again, harder. It's swollen and bright red. I can't wait to bury my face into it when we get back to carnage. He pulls out and lowers his hands to her mouth, shoving his fingers into it. Taste that, Ash. Only a whore gets this turned on from sucking dick. She blinks, her wet lashes clumping together, and her throat works as she tries to suck on his fingers. Cashton stands by them, his phone in one hand while he records it. She arches her back, once more trying to fight the tight position we've got her tied in. He pulls his fingers out and a line of fresh drool covers her face before he slaps it again. Make me come, baby girl, he orders, guiding his hard cock back into her mouth. Make me come down your throat like the good whore we know you to be. He fucks her face, ignoring every whimper, cry, and moan that manages to escape her full mouth while I play with her ass and the plug. Her cunt looks so pretty as it glistens from my cum and her arousal. It's begging for me to fuck it. But not yet. I'm gonna make her wait. It doesn't take him long before he's holding his length down her throat and coming as well. When he pulls out, he's gasping for breath, and she sobs, her body trembling as we start to untie my good little whore.